Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine. It's Ashley and Barr today.
What's going on?
No Jessica, but we will give you an update about that. And I know what you guys are thinking. Where the fuck have I been? Where the fuck has the podcast been? I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know everything that's going on, and I'm going to jump right into it. There's been a lot going on.
Yeah, every single day for the past several weeks, literally.
I feel like I cannot get my head on straight. I'm just running like a chicken with the head cut off because there's so much shit going on all the time. And I don't think we can tell y'all exactly. I just said I'm going to tell y'all exactly what's going on. I don't think I can tell y'all exactly what's going on, but basically we moved out of state.
Got up out of there.
I can't tell y'all why. I can't tell y'all where. I can't tell y'all the who's in the house. Y'all gonna have to. Y'all know you're gonna have to watch Teen Mom for that.
Leave them with nothing.
Y'all know y'all gonna have to. Well, listen. Y'all already know the deal. And y'all know the contract because y'all love to tell me about my contract. So right. Y'all know it.
Right.
I can't give all the deets, but
we signed up for it.
But we moved out of state, and that was basically a very quick process because
like hella fast, probably the fastest that anyone has ever processed the decision to move somewhere out of state and then moved.
Yeah. And I really feel bad because I can't, I'm going to tell you guys because you guys are my listeners. Anyways, I moved out of state for nursing school. You guys know nursing was my jam. It was always my like goal. If you don't know, where the fuck have you been? Who are you?
You ain't been keeping up with nothing.
Welcome to the podcast. You guys know that I also co-own a salon with Jessica called Aries Beauty Studio, and our overall idea was always to turn it into a med spa with me being the primary provider. So that is my goal. So we moved out of states for me to attend nursing school, and yeah. I have to say thanks, babe, for fucking.
Of course, it's all good.
Jumping on that bandwagon, Holly too.
That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do as family. Shit, it's going to better you, and then it's going to ultimately better all of us and shit. And I ain't going to lie, I've been ready to get out of California anyway, so it was a perfect excuse.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think we were both ready to get out of California, but we were just so comfortable there. But I think I've talked about it on my podcast before, like, California is really expensive.
Everything.
And it's not about whether or not you can afford it, I don't think, anymore. I think it's about how you want your money to stretch.
Yes, how do you want to live, literally?
Because we can afford to live in California. I don't think it's about affordability. I just think it's about you can get a house and you can rent or buy a house in California for like triple or double the price. There's no land. There's no backyard. Land. You're kissing your neighbors because there's no personal freaking space. You guys share mailboxes. It's like
everything is just right
each
there.
Each house looks
the
same.
You don't got no space. You can't do nothing at all. Like, at all.
Yeah, so.
And then everything is more expensive. It's like not even just gas or like rent. It's like food. Just the normal little shit that you buy at the store. Like, I just went to the store yesterday and bought something that we paid like $11 out there for and paid $7 for it.
Backwoods?
Yeah, Backwoods. Bought some Woods. The motherfuckers was $7.59 or something.
Speaking of gas, though, I have to say, so I don't drive. I drive a Chevy. What do I drive?
Chevy Cruze.
I drive a Chevy Cruze. It's cute. What's so funny about it?
You just don't know shit about what you drive.
Well, I know it's a Chevy. I drive a Chevy Cruze. It's a cute little everyday car, right? And I got that car because my other car is an expensive gas.
Yeah, that thing swallowed a little bit.
Bill? Yeah, because it's got like a whatever engine or whatever.
Engine in it.
So it's a little bit more expensive on the pocket. So I wanted to get a little, you know, a little schmobber that I can like be around town and not have to put all of my heart and soul into the gas tank. But let me tell y'all, I went to get gas like a few weekends back. And I paid 73 good American dollars to fill up that tank.
Good American dollars.
I was flabbergasted.
I seen somebody on the internet yesterday. He had or was it today actually? But he was filming himself at the gas tank with like a background song, and literally the pump was at like $212 and rising. Like,
yeah.
And he was sitting there recording it, and I every time it went up a dollar, my heart broke a little bit more.
Yeah. It's very expensive, so, but wait. I wanted to say that there was another time that I went to the gas station and I put like $20 in my car or something, and my car was on like E. And when I pumped the gas and I got in the car, my gauge didn't move.
Uh-oh.
So I'm sitting there like, I know. I just put gas in this car. So I go back inside and I'm like, hey, I just put gas in my car. And the gas is not in my car. And she's like, oh, you had whatever, whatever. And she's like, yeah. So she comes out to the pump. She's like, yeah, whatever, whatever. It's good. And I'm like,
my shit ain't moving. Okay. What do you mean?
And then she goes, yeah, gas is really expensive right now. And that's when it hit me, like oh, bitch, you did get the gas you paid for. I was shame.
But you don't pay attention to the gas prices. You usually just fill it up. So whenever you would go to throw something like that in there, I guess you would notice.
Well, because my theory is you need it anyways.
Right.
And I view gas as a mere inconvenience. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anytime I need gas, it's inconveniencing me. So I'm not the kind of person that's going to be like, okay, where's like the cheapest gas station around here?
You don't look for it.
I'm the person that's going to be like, I got to get gas. I'm already 15 minutes late. We live 20 minutes from the freeway. I'm thirsty. Like, so
right, this gas station got everything.
I'm pulling up to wherever I need gas to get gas.
Nah, but so what do you think about getting an electric car here?
You know what? I think to Jessica about, for Christmas, I am going to purchase myself an electric car.
I feel like at first it was like worrisome, because it's like, in the beginning it's like, okay, where the hell is, in the beginning it's like, where the hell would I charge my car if I'm out somewhere in the middle of nowhere? But now it's like, it's charge stations everywhere, literally, like everywhere.
I was looking at the Teslas. And then I went online to order a Tesla, and they said I wouldn't get it till January.
Damn, that's hella long.
Yep.
Did you do like custom or something though? Like, did you customize hella shit on it, or did you just go for like a stock Tesla?
I don't know. I just picked all the stuff that I liked.
That's custom.
So
that's why it's good, because they gotta make the car the way you want it.
Yeah. So they were like January, and then I was like, yeah, I mean, messed up January. So I'm like. So once I realized that Tesla was going to take a year and a day to deliver a freaking vehicle, I started looking at the Kias, the new Kia EV6s.
Wait, when did you look this up?
Teslas?
Yeah, like when did you look up this Tesla that you're talking about?
I don't know.
A year and a day.
Well, I'm joking.
Nah, but I was about to say, like, nah, but that damn near is probably accurate.
Yeah, but
with
it was
time
like,
frame,
it was like
they take
six
a while.
To like 4 to 6 months or something like that.
Yeah, some bullshit.
So I'm like, I kind of want something now. Like, sooner than Christmas.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, I look at the Kia EV6, which I really am liking.
Yeah, nah, the Kia is nice. But then also, if you think about it, they got Teslas everywhere. They got hella little dealerships. So you just go on and buy a Tesla from the, like, actual dealership instead of waiting for hella long.
I know, but then it won't have all the things that I want.
Okay, well, yeah. But I like the Rivian.
Because not all Teslas have, like, the driving, the,
yeah,
like, all that stuff.
All of that, those extra perks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to definitely take a lot longer, I guess. But I like the Rivian, that pickup truck.
Y'all, if y'all haven't seen what the Rivian is, you need to go look it up right now.
It's a Cybertruck, literally. Like.
It's a pickup truck, and it's boss.
We don't even fuck with pickup trucks either.
Yeah, I would never drive a pickup truck, but I would drive this.
Yeah, nah, I seen it when we was walking into Walgreens, and that was the first time I was like, you know what? I would probably drive a pickup truck.
It looks really futuristic. It looks really hot. It's really sexy.
Yeah, see, it's sexy.
It's really sleek. It's really fun.
It got secret compartments on the outside of it.
If you like to hide dead bodies.
Right. It's definitely enough space for a dead body. They demonstrated it on YouTube.
Or groceries, whatever you're into.
Yeah, either or.
I mean, it's just a nice... Here's my thing. I like that we are, like, moving into electric vehicles.
Yeah.
But don't force me because gas is too high, baby. Like,
yeah.
don't do that.
But
give me some time to make... Because here's my thing. I need a car that runs on gas in case everybody turns into zombies.
Right.
There's
electricity.
Your little Tesla is cute, baby, but you're done.
You're dead. That thing is going to stop moving.
Wherever
literally.
You're done at, you're dead at.
You're dead at. Whatever you're done, you're dead.
So I need a car that runs on some other than electricity.
But you got to think, even with the car we got right now, with that one, what happened is if the electricity go out, it'll stall up. The steering wheel will lock up.
Why?
Because it's electric too. You gotta go. We gotta.
Oh, we need one of them old.
I was about
cars.
To say we need the old school muscle car. Like my dream car. That's a perfect car. Completely.
What did you drive?
The Mustang.
Oh yeah.
GT. The old school. It's like a 64 or some shit.
I want to know this question. Off topic, because this is not a car podcast. If the zombie apocalypse was to come, what's the first thing you would do?
Oh,
the very first thing. You look out of the window. Close your eyes. I'm going to paint you a scene. You wake up. You're making your coffee. You're stirring it. You look behind you. You open the shades. Oh my God, everybody outside is eating every other person's face. What do you do?
First thing I do, close the blinds. Close the blinds.
That's good.
First thing.
Second thing.
Yeah, second thing, lock everything because we're not leaving yet. I'm not about to run to the car and pull off. We got to reevaluate what the fuck is happening right now. How bad is the damage? Where am I at? Am I at the middle of it? Can I get out of here safely? And you just got to sit down and recalculate. I don't know. I'll probably have a fucking panic attack at first.
I know. Like, I was going to say, the first thing I would do, panic.
I have absolute
sheer 100% what the hell is going on panic.
I think it would be for a second where I would probably stand there and watch. Like, is this actually happening right now? Like, is he really eating him, or is this what the fuck? Is this like, am I in the middle of a movie
scene?
In an
episode
scene?
Of Stranger Things?
Right. Is it a movie getting
season
shot?
Five.
Like,
right.
Look for the cameras, nothing. Then when they run up and hit the window, it's too late now. The blinds can't close. They know you in there.
Sheer freaking panic.
God, but once I leave, I don't know. I feel like I would have to do something like, I don't know, go to a gun store initially, off the rip, first
get
thing.
Get a gun store. Everyone's going to be there.
Run, but that, you got to get in there somewhere.
I feel like, wait, did you ever watch Walking Dead?
Yeah, I don't watch hella episodes of Walking Dead. Hella.
So I tried to watch it, but you know, it's like one of those long series shows that had like a really great run.
Yeah.
And so it's like if you miss, for me,
it's like 12 seasons.
It's like if I miss a season and it's 12 seasons, I'm done.
Right.
There's absolute no fucking way. I tried to watch Game of Thrones too that way.
Mm.
And it's just,
it's hard to get into it because you know how much it is to go.
It's just too much.
You know how much you gotta.
And there's
up.
Too much information out right now that I can't relate to.
Yeah, you know hella shit. But you know what though? I ain't gonna lie. The Walking Dead though, I thought the same thing. I tried to watch it a few times, but I was in Antioch, and Jarrell, you know, Kennard brother, whatever, he turned it on because he like binge watch everything. He turned it on and I sat there for a second and started watching it and realized I had sat down all day and went through like two seasons of it.
It's good.
And got sucked into it. Like when I say it was good, like I'm sitting on the couch with Jarrell like pushing him to the side like, bro, what's up, bro, what?
It's good. Wait, you know what else was really good like that? I feel like Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah,
Breaking Bad was
That's so amazing. Good. Breaking Bad was one of
the
most amazing TV shows ever created. I feel like
it was, sure. And it was so. I feel like everything was. It was not a predictable TV show.
No,
which usually I can predict, yeah. And then I'm upset when I have predicted correctly.
Right.
But I feel like who expected Walter White?
Right, of all people, Walter White
to turn into what he freaking turned into. If you haven't seen Breaking Bad, I'm going to give you a quick little...
If they ain't seen Breaking Bad, they know who Walter White is either way.
So if you haven't seen it, it's like a show about a teacher who gets diagnosed with cancer or something, right?
Yeah.
And then starts doing all this crazy stuff to afford that. And then everything else is just crazy.
Yeah, he had to make the money to pay for hella stuff.
And then there's also a spinoff or a backstory series called Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
That I could not get into.
Hey, well, fucking spoiler alert, because if you ain't watched it, Chase, you should have watched it already. He became he became the greatest cooker of meth ever.
Oh, why'd you
literally
spoil it? I just told him to watch it. What the fuck? I'm never inviting you back on the podcast.
It's been out for like 10 years.
I know, but it was so
But it's
good.
So much more. Even knowing that, it's still so much more that's going to pull you into it.
Okay, like, speaking of TV shows, I want to say, I need to know, please come to the Instagram. I'm going to put up a post. I need to know how many of you ladies have a boyfriend, husband, significant other that complains about your shows, but watches your shows and comments on the shows like they enjoy it. Let me know. Because Bar, he'll be like, I don't want to watch this, or you've had this shit on all day, or blah, blah, blah. And then he'll sit down and watch it, and he'll be like, oh, she said that? Oh, she did that? What is she wearing? Look at her eyebrows.
I don't do all that.
Yeah,
bro.
You
don't,
do.
Don't, but don't say how I say it like that. I don't be like, look, what is she wearing?
No,
look
you
at
don't.
Her eyebrows.
But he will be like, babe, you see her eyebrows?
Yeah,
see her eyebrows?
Fucked up. All right, look, when you with somebody that if you've watched for years, do their eyebrows and makeup and all of this beauty shit, you notice stuff. I'm observant. So if you come on the camera and your shit is leaning to the left, like if your whole wig is lopsided, I'm going to notice it immediately. If your eyebrows is boxy and too close, I'm going to notice it. So I'm going to point it out. But
that's just good training.
But good training, yeah. But nah, otherwise, it's like, after so many hours, it get hella irritating. Like, all right, come on now. Like, well, they've been arguing about the same shit for 4 episodes.
They do.
But then some of them is hella interesting, I ain't gonna lie. Like, them ghetto-ass shows, they be live.
They be interesting. Like, Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus. Zeus, now that's TV.
But I want to talk about something I've been watching recently, and it's Love Island. If you haven't been watching Love Island, there's like a bunch of different ones. UK, Australia, USA. I'm currently watching UK season current and US the current season as well.
Are you watching both?
Yeah.
Are you back and forth? You be juggling. That's too much for me to keep up with. I start mixing people.
The UK one, though, I have to have the subtitles on, though.
You know what's funny is I when we was watching it yesterday, you said turn the subtitles on, and I turned them on. But I was thinking after I turned them on, I'm like, damn, you couldn't understand it. That's why you wanted the subtitles on. And I understand every single word.
Well, you lived in London and you were very close. You had to understand it. But I mean, it's not that I don't understand it. They're not speaking another language. But some of them have such heavy accents, or they'll say one, like they've been saying grafting. Now I've gathered that grafting means like courting or like chasing, dating, something along the lines of that. Like, he's not grafting me. I guess he's sweating me.
Right.
But at first I was like, bitch, what? He ain't a doctor. He cannot graft your skin. Why can't you say he is not grafting you?
What do you need a graft for?
So that was weird. And then they say,
But nah, to be fair, though, I ain't gonna lie. They don't, where I was at, and I was smack dab in the middle of London, all over the place. They do not say grafting like that. Like, I've never heard nobody say grafting out there.
Well, maybe they say it now. You haven't been there for years.
But then also, a lot of those people wasn't from, like, London. They was all over the place.
Yeah,
all over the United Kingdom.
So. Yeah. So that was the thing. I can understand it, but some of them, they speak so fast.
Yeah.
And then the accent gets to be so heavy once they speak so fast. Then they say words like grafting.
Grafting.
And you absolutely grafting. You absolutely
that's
lost
what you
me.
Need to label this. Grafting. That's the name of this episode.
Yes, because it really, like, you know, you can get context clues and you maybe, but at first I was
together.
Like, I couldn't. And then what do they keep saying? I don't remember, but they all keep saying, you wear your heart. You know how we say you wear your heart on your sleeve?
Yeah.
They were saying you hold your cards.
You keep
close
your cards close to your chest.
In it.
In it.
In it.
You keep your cards close to your chest. In it.
Yeah, and they say in it a lot.
But yeah, in it. That's like, isn't it? Like, ain't it? You feel me?
I know, but then when they say it, sometimes it doesn't make sense. Like, the guy will be like, some, he'll be like, in it.
In
but
it.
It's not the same. But when you say ain't it, in the same context, it doesn't make sense.
That's because we fucking American.
So, I adore that show. It's really good. If you haven't watched Love Island, the concept is, it's a bunch of single people. They go to an island or whatever, a villa. And they are paired with each other, and then they all equally have the opportunity to steal switch. Each other's partner.
Right, so that's a whole bunch of switching going on.
It's a whole lot of... Here's my question, Love Island. Tell me now. Do you
tell me
got...
Now.
Yes, because I posed this question last night. There's so much saliva swapping.
Oh,
do you guys STD test your contestants prior to putting them in the villa, and because the monkeypox is all right,
you know, and that's swapping through saliva, bed, and towel.
My thing,
they share all that shit.
From the outsider looking in, I want to know how
unsanitary.
Just from that perspective solely, I want to make sure all aspects are covered.
Is there an STD test in the contract?
Because you know what, I have been, I feel like I'm turning into maybe like a slight germaphobe now, because everywhere I turn there is a new thing out to get me.
They just found something else in some other country too. They found like four things in the past 2 weeks. New shit.
I was on a TikTok binge last night.
You always on a binge on TikTok
for monkeypox.
Oh god.
And it was like video after video after video. I got monkeypox, y'all. And then I looked at the date, and it was all like a day or 2 days ago. So I'm like, where the fuck have y'all been?
It's outbreaks happening all over the United States.
I know, but I'm like, where y'all been so I don't go? Like, specifically, right. where have y'all been?
Right, that meant exactly, like, not where was you. Where have you been? I don't want to go.
Where the fuck have you been?
523-782.
I'm still traumatized from COVID.
Yeah.
Like, people act like, I mean, like, now, I'm going to say people act like COVID was nothing, because, like, it was. But I think, like, now that we're, like, on the other side, quote, unquote, of COVID, I mean, like, I feel like it's kind of forgotten, like, that quick. But I feel like COVID was massive.
And COVID was a scare for the world, for real. If you really look at what COVID did, not on, like, no, oh, you seen some news clips and some people got the flu and recovered. Like, really look at the statistics of what the shit did. It's terrifying. It was one of the worst to ever hit.
Even, I'm not even talking about if you believe in the vaccine or if you don't, or if you think it was a sham or you don't. Either way, people got sick. People were sick. People died. Scared. People were taking food off the shelves.
Right.
Like, take all the political and other shit out of it. But
people were scared. Look at what actually was happening in front of you.
People were scared. And I just don't know if monkeypox is going to invoke the same fear, because...
But at this point, though, I feel like COVID should have invoked that level of fear to make us keep doing shit to stay cool, because everything is happening right now. They're finding new shit every day, literally.
Okay, let me be devil's advocate a little bit, because I'm going to speak for myself and probably a few other people when I say I was so ready to get the fuck out of the house.
Oh my god.
I was so ready to see other people. I started thinking you was becoming a robot, how much I seen your ass. Like, duh. I was ready to start seeing other humans. You know what I'm saying?
Is this shit real?
My favorite restaurants were closed. Now, these things are minuscule when we think about people losing their lives or being sick or hospitals being overwhelmed.
Right, of course.
However, naturally, people were going stir freaking crazy. And so I think that let me tell you something, the CDC didn't help, baby.
They didn't do shit.
Because the CDC said, oh, you got COVID, 2 hours quarantine.
Bro.
You can be at the club tonight.
Right, go ahead. go, just chill for a second.
You know what I'm saying? And not really. Let me not
blame
the CDC.
Of course, yeah, let's not.
But I mean, like, you know, they did take away, like, so guidelines started to lax, and I think quarantine time, like, started to lax. Yeah. And so I think people started to feel safe.
Yeah. But then I feel like they also had to, because it's like that stir crazy shit was getting to people, for real. Like, at a certain point, people was just starting to say, fuck it.
Yeah, they were.
I feel like for the sake of the world, you just got to be like, all right, we're going to kick back a little bit and let y'all do y'all thing.
No, but some
places... It ain't
places,
that bad.
Some places never even stopped.
Yeah.
Some places never even stopped
for
COVID.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Atlanta?
Never stopped.
Atlanta said, COVID who?
Right. Kept
COVID
pushing.
Where?
They
we're
didn't fuck.
Out. We're in the streets.
Who
and COVID is
stop?
Too.
I feel like certain parts of Texas didn't slow down either.
People didn't stop. But now I'm like, now we have something else going on, and they're saying monkeypox is now a global threat or whatever.
Yeah,
and
they
I'm just
declared it
a global threat. And I'm just like, what is next?
Yeah, at this point, you just got to prepare for the worst, because it's so much shit popping up now that it's like, if you look literally every day on like Twitter, it's something new. Something new. They done found it in some small town that people ain't visited in 2,000 years.
I am going to become the bubble boy.
The bubble boy?
The bubble boy.
Yep.
The boy in the bubble.
That's the best. That's your best bet.
Because at this point, everywhere I look, I'm seeing germs. I'm seeing skin flakes, hair flakes, droplets.
It's making you look at everything now. Like, you see shit you didn't see before.
Yeah, I swear. Sometimes I'm thinking, like, I can never imagine how I was in the club letting people pour that bottle into my mouth, their mouth, their mouth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, I was wild.
Right.
I was an animal.
Right, an animal.
Then what was I thinking?
Bullshitting.
Oh my God. It's getting crazy.
And that's how hella people caught COVID, going to the clubs.
But now as a parent, well, I'm a new parent. I've been a parent for almost five years. But like, you know, like.
We still new
now
parents.
Now that I'm a parent though, and we've never really had to deal with a pandemic or anything like that, you know, as parents.
Hell no.
And so I'm like, with monkeypox, the first year of school is coming up for Holly. And I'm like.
That's scary.
Do we put her in school?
Kids touch everything too. Like,
and you can't social, you just can't.
Right, you can't. It's impossible.
Kids are going to be kids.
Kids touch each other. Kids,
they share shit.
They put stuff in their mouth and then give it to other kids. And other kids put stuff in their mouth.
Exactly.
That's just like, it's a given that's like a danger ground, like danger zone for breeding. Just breeding, just nonstop bacteria.
So as a parent who saw what COVID did to other kids, and I'm like, COVID was really the worst for the kids.
Because
the kids went crazy. Not to mention, I have some friends who are teachers, and they were saying, like, how many kids just are going to be having to be held back, or, you know, just, like, you know, educational problems. Yeah. So not to mention social problems.
I was about to say, social problems, too. Kids is growing up different now.
Do I tell Holly for another year, no school, because COVID? I mean, because now we have a threat of monkeypox, which I really don't want.
And we don't even know what monkeypox all the way do yet.
Or like, is.
It's a name right now. You feel me? We know it's pimples in the name.
So, and let me just be clear, because I saw a lot of misinformation about the way that monkeypox is being spread. It's not a gay LGBTQ+ disease. Let's just be very clear. It is spread by close contact, droplets, sharing covers or skin with people who are infected. So let's not
put that stigma
on them. They're already dealing with enough. That's kind of fucked up, y'all.
That's definitely the first thing that I read.
So no, that's not how it is spread, but it can be contracted through sexual activity. Now, do I want to send my kid to school knowing that other kids
might have it? And then the thing is, it's like if the parent ain't paying enough attention to the kid, they might not initially spot the first few bumps or something like that. You feel me? Like, so the kid could keep coming to school with it and nobody gonna know.
And
the
whole while I
was just passing it around.
I saw some stuff saying a lot of people thought it was pimples initially, so they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't. She thought it was just, you know.
Yeah, or like back knee or something.
Exactly. So I'm just scared for my kid. I'm scared for myself. I'm scared for the world.
Shit, that just made me look at my arm.
No, I'm just getting the itchy crawlies.
Yeah. You got to check everything. Now, that's crazy. We just came out of COVID, and now we got to worry about breaking out in pimples and possibly fucking dealing with. They said it leaves scars and hella stuff, like bad, bad scars and deformalities.
Can I say something? One of my biggest fears.
This is your podcast.
One of my biggest fears was getting pregnant right at the cusp of a zombie apocalypse or the world ending or something crazy.
You know what? I was worried about that too, and I thought I was tweaking.
No,
I was like, I'm weird.
Because I'm like, how am I gonna run through the woods with a crying baby who doesn't understand that these zombies respond to sound?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Crazy shit.
Right.
But then we had Holly and COVID.
And it was like, oh shit.
And we're kind of like, whoa.
Whoa. Hold on. Wait.
God, what are you doing?
What is this?
Don't play with me right now.
Is this that one in a billion chance
that the apocalypse...
The one thing that you worried about that you was like, nah, but that ain't gonna never happen, is actually happening right now.
Yep. That shit was crazy for me to think about.
And if you think about it, like, honestly, like, yeah, it wasn't like, okay, we didn't, like, almost die from it, but, like, we got sick and... survived COVID, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that is one of the biggest pandemics to ever hit the U.S., like, hit the world, if I'm not mistaken. And we lived through that. Like, everybody that lived through COVID really lived through, like, a real pandemic, for real. Like, that's crazy.
I don't know if it's the biggest pandemic.
No, I didn't say the biggest. I said one of them.
Yeah.
One of them.
In our time, for sure.
Yeah, in our time.
And
yeah.
in our parents' time, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I'm saying. Like,
in everyone's lifetime who's living, well, I don't know, there's some old motherfuckers out there. But
there's some old motherfuckers.
Everybody I know, it was their first go-around.
Yeah, but it's like, it was getting compared to shit like, it's like you know, monkeypox and COVID and all of this shit, it's get compared to shit like smallpox and all of those big-ass yeah. names you read about in books.
It was.
That little nasty gray ball with the fucking red antenna sticking out of it.
And all I can think about is that Osmosis Jones movie.
Right. Where is he at, bro? Where was you, Osmosis?
With the shit, you know what I'm saying, going all through your body. Like, that's all I can think about. It's a crazy world.
It really is. To know that you could step on something dead and then wipe the bottom of your foot with your bare hand and unleash one of the deadliest fucking viruses to ever touch the world. That is...
Damn.
That makes you understand the house,
and you know
it?
What? If you ever played that game on your phone, the virus game, Plague where you get Inc. to make a virus and then you get to distribute it through the world through all these avenues, I yep. really felt like, you motherfuckers.
You motherfuckers. I always felt like that game was like, whoever created it was like connected to a bigger database.
No, honestly.
And they're using the millions of scenarios and ways that
really
people
plan
to come up with the perfect way.
You know how Hunger Games has that little board?
Yeah.
That little player's board mm-hmm. where they're controlling all the shit. I'm like, okay.
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 Y'all was compiling our data.
To figure out how to take us out.
To figure out the best way.
This is one of the failed games. We developed the cure too fast. Now they're dishing out the next one.
God damn it.
I also want to say that you guys know every week or whatever, I was updating you guys about the Johnny Depp trial, which is over. It's been over. But I just
for a minute
wanted to come and give my thoughts. My wrap-up thoughts. Amber Heard is crazy.
She's a straight bullshitter. I love the face. I feel like the face that she made the entire trial, someone needs to make a statue of that.
Yes.
And put it somewhere.
Like that was
because it was like.
Yes. Yeah. I need to post that for people to see. Yeah, she was something. And then after the thing, she released that statement that was also. Wait, no. Off topic. Britney Spears.
Oh, fuck.
What's going on there?
Britney. I feel like at this point she can't ever be surprised. Do you follow her on Instagram?
Does anyone not follow her on Instagram?
I feel like if you follow her, then you already know it's just Britney.
No, but I don't know.
That's the point.
That's the point.
It's just Britney. Like, you don't know what's happening.
Just Britney, bitch.
Even in the long paragraphs where she's like getting on people's ass, it's like you read it and you're like, okay. And then it takes a twist, and you're like, well, what the fuck does that have to do with what you just said?
But then
and
it's she like, gets back to the point.
And then she gets back to the point. And then it makes you feel like, damn, is there a correlation? Like, so you got to think about it deeper.
I was on another TikTok binge. And it was about Britney. And, okay, wait.
Britney,
I guess there was this whole thing where people thought Avril Lavigne was dead and was being cosplayed by somebody.
What?
All this time. No, listen. No, for real. So
and
now
it's TikTok, I know they have proof.
So now there's this theory that, you know how Britney was in the conservatorship, right?
Yeah.
And she was in that house,
mm-hmm.
and she posted all her videos from that house, and now yeah. she's like not out of the conservatorship, and she's like doing her thing. But the person on TikTok was saying like, her theory was like, something's happened to Britney, and all of the videos that are being posted are like pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like she's always in the same place, in the same clothes, with the same background.
What? How are they catching this? Wait, so they're saying like, wait, okay, so they're saying she's still not anywhere. Cause I feel like, has anyone spotted her out at places?
No, she had a wedding.
When?
Recently.
People were there?
Here's part of the tea is Britney posted those pictures on her page, and those pictures are now removed.
What the fuck is going on?
And then Brittany posted something else on her page that was like, I woke up this morning and all, a lot of my pictures were gone. So I don't know what's going on.
Or it's like a, maybe it's like an alternate universe mix up. It's two Britneys here right now.
I don't know.
They cloned her. They got one Britney doing one thing.
Because I think the real people Britney's did to go to her wedding. Like, I think Demi Lovato, I don't quote you, but I think Demi Lovato had a picture with her. Look it up. We're going to post it, guys, in the comments. If you don't follow us on Instagram, head over to I Need Wine on Instagram and let us know your theories about Britney. Do you think the videos are pre-recorded? Do you think she took down her wedding videos? Was there a wedding? Were these lookalikes that showed up to the wedding? Yeah, that.
Oh, she had.
So that's Donatella Versace. Oh. That's Paris Hilton. That's Madonna. That's
Selena Gomez.
And I don't know who that is. So, oh. Yeah, she had a wedding.
Oh, yeah, at a Los Angeles home. They all inside. Wait.
I don't. No one has, like, any exclusive anything.
Oh, yeah, and no, she said she met the dude, and she told somebody, the radio host, she met him in 2017.
But how do we know she told that? We have, people, I don't know. I mean, congrats, Brittany, on your marriage, on your wedding.
Maybe we're just, like, falling
reading
down that
too
hole
deep into too deep. It.
That's what people do. People do. They read way too deep.
I know. People do that with me all the time.
Because they swear it's hella clones out here. And I'm like, it is not clones.
Gucci Mane is a clone.
I knew you was going to say Gucci Mane. Because as soon as I said it, I was thinking about Gucci
Mane. Gucci Mane is you know who else is a clone? Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle's a clone.
No. What happened was.
Yes, he is.
Gucci Mane went to prison for hella
long. And came out a clone.
And almost went to, and almost stayed in there for life. And then got out. Rehabilitated or smart enough to be like, okay, well, I need to do this way. He is not no clone. He lost hella weight, got healthy.
Gucci Mane's a clone.
He stopped sipping, doing all them drugs because he went to
French
jail.
French Montana, clone.
Why is what?
Yeah.
For what? He ain't even been nowhere.
That's right. Exactly. He's a clone.
Those are the clones, the ones that ain't went nowhere.
I have a theory. Okay. Beyonce that we see all the time, clone.
Why? What the fuck? Well, okay, so who's not a clone at this point?
Me?
Me? Us? Everybody else is cloned right now.
No, I'm just kidding. But for real, Dave Chappelle and Gucci Mane.
Why Dave?
Maybe Birdman.
Why Dave Chappelle?
Because Dave Chappelle came out looking like he visited Wakanda.
Buff?
Yes.
So what? Why
clone.
Can't... Y'all, bro, if somebody disappeared, he fell off the face of the earth for, like, a couple years.
Exactly.
Right.
What was he doing? Being cloned.
No, he was getting right. Did you not hear of him say all of the shit that he said before he left?
No.
And then what he said before he left when he came back?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fucked up.
Yeah.
He was fucked up. Like,
and that's
bad.
Why I believe they cloned him.
And he left and got healthy and came back swole. That's it. Boom.
So where did he get rehab? Wakanda?
He was in Africa or some shit, I think.
Wakanda. He was a clone.
Right. Let him go to Wakanda. No, if he went to Wakanda, he probably got some powers or some shit.
No. The real Dave Chappelle is in Wakanda, and the Dave Chappelle we are presented with is a clone. That's my theory. You know what?
You gotta get these theories. You gotta start writing them down so I can read them every day.
On the topic of Dave Chappelle, which is off topic, but just reminded me of a comedy show, and then I went over to Key and Peele. I want to get your guys' thoughts about the movie Nope. I got a lot of mixed reviews about the movie Nope, and I'm going to tell you mine. And then, Bart, I want you to tell me yours.
No spoilers.
I'm not going to give any spoilers because it's fairly new.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that I thought it was going to be more of a horror movie or like a scary movie. And it took a twist that really surprised me. I also guess I thought because he is known for doing like these deep, you know,
right,
deep type of movies where you have to like sit for 4 days and then get the meaning after you meditated on it.
Read some shit online.
I thought it was going to be something like that. I thought it was going to have some deeper, which I mean, every movie doesn't have to have no deep ass meaning, but that's just his record.
Right, right, right.
So I thought that kind of threw me off. What'd you think about it? My sister, for the record, did not understand. She did not. My sister did not understand a single fucking thing she about the movie.
Her face was so twisted up. Like, okay, so what? Then what about? All right, so then what about this? Okay, so then what you think about this?
Yeah. She did not, from credits to credits, she did not that understand. That shit was just a puzzle. A single thing that
happened. And I could imagine her sitting there like, what the fuck is this?
Well, what did you think about it?
I ain't gonna lie. Well, first of all, I liked it. Okay. I liked it a lot. I did. For, without spoiling shit, I can honestly say I didn't. Initially, I thought it was gonna be like scary, but like a thriller, not like a straight horror movie.
Yeah. Maybe horror wasn't the right word. Yeah. Like scary, maybe more like suspenseful.
Thriller, like a thriller, yeah. Suspenseful. Like, you feel me? I thought there was gonna be some shit in it, but I didn't think that they would be so blatant. Like, Jordan Peele would be so blatant with some of the shit that he did. Like,
yes.
You feel me? I don't expect you to be so upfront and just out there about certain stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I think that took a twist for me because I was excited about it, but I also didn't really know how to feel. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I was kind of like, almost like, this a little too much. Like,
a little too
I want to leave something for that imagination. You feel me? I want to leave something being like, damn, okay. Okay.
Yeah. What was that?
What was that? Like, yeah. You feel me? Like what was it for real? Like, but apart from that, I think it was cool. I think like the basis of it and some of the shit that was going on inside of it and what they was doing was hella smart. But I wanted to know, like, was it just like this fucking movie idea he had, or is it like, is it one of his deeper meanings? Like,
bro,
am I supposed to read into something?
There's a deeper meaning to
what am I gathering from this?
If like, there's Jordan, listen.
Jordan, listen. Come here, Jordan. Get close to the phone.
If there's a deeper movie, if there's a deeper meaning to this movie, you missed the mark.
Yeah, completely. I ain't gonna lie.
You shot the ball and you went over the stadium, through the woods, to grandma's house, and landed in AutoZone.
The other direction.
Nowhere that you thought it was going to go. I can say just for pure
and
entertainment.
And you broke your wrist while you were shooting. Dog.
Yeah. But for pure entertainment, I think it was good. Yeah. I think it was okay.
But I also feel like him as a director, he could have probably just been like, nah, it's just a fucking movie. Like, it was just some idea.
Yeah.
If you watch Key and Peele,
you know
that I feel like those, like, he's that type of person. Like,
but on his skit record is like that, but his movie record.
Yeah, his movie
record. I feel like he came into the movie game.
With some
shit. When he came out with, what was it, You?
Nah, it was.
What was the first movie he came out? I can't remember the name of it.
Get Out.
When he came out with that broke
everything.
Everyone was like, okay, who is this new movie creator? We're expecting good, great,
everything.
Great things from him. Because that, for black people,
it was like, whoa.
Was like,
monumental.
Whoa, you just kind of put the shit out there like
you just,
that.
You just really put it in perspective, like, all the way.
So that was
not
a
even perspective,
crazy.
You showed it.
And then when he did Us, which I think is the second name of the movie, the second movie he did, it was like, I mean, I think a lot of people thought it had a deeper meaning in the way of, like, you know, there's an alternate you. I heard some theories about, like, the government, you know, giving us things to not able to be able to reach our whole, like, awareness. Or, you know, I heard a lot of deep theories. It wasn't, like, a topical movie.
I felt like it was more so, like, because they all ended up killing themselves type shit. So
I think,
like,
either you didn't understand it or you thought it meant some real shit.
I thought it meant some real shit.
Yeah.
I think it's some real shit.
So, when I...
This one was, like...
It was pure entertainment.
I was sitting there with the baseball mitt the whole time waiting to catch it, like...
Okay.
And I'm catching shit through the movie, like, yeah, look, okay, this and this.
No.
And at the end of it, I'm like, all right, well, looking at the list of what I came up with, none of this shit makes sense.
None of this shit's adding up. I don't know. I'm not gonna say I'm disappointed.
No, I'm not disappointed.
But I'm just gonna say it was different. It was not what I was expecting from him.
Not from him.
Not from him.
You feel me? But it was definitely entertaining, 100%.
It was.
I think it was definitely entertaining. It was some funny ass parts. You feel me? It was good.
If you haven't seen it, go see it, guys. I am gonna recommend it. Maybe a 7 out of 10. What do you give it?
I'm gonna give it, just for pure entertainment, I'm gonna give it like an 8.5 out of 10.
Oh wow, you're generous.
I like it. I ain't gonna lie, I liked it. Just for straight entertainment. Now, as far as like if there was a deeper meaning, 0.
My sister's gonna probably give it a 0 out of 10.
Yeah, cause she's still confused.
She's still still confused to this
and
day.
She can't, and I don't think she can accept the fact that it was just entertainment. It's just a movie. It's just a movie. No, it gotta be something else.
No, it's just a movie, sis.
No, that's it. It's just, it's they just had an idea. Well, put that shit on paper and filmed it.
On that note, guys, we've reached our shit talking for the week. We will see you next week.
I can keep talking shit forever.
Well, I also want to apologize in advance for the audio. It's kind of bouncy because we have no furniture in our new house. And
empty.
We're sitting in our living room. Our furniture does not get delivered until Friday. So we're sitting on an air mattress in the middle of our living room talking to you guys like lunatics. So
just a little baby air mattress.
We just wanted to give you guys an update and just reach out to you guys, let you hear my voice, because I know you guys
breathing.
I saw you guys under the post like, bitch, are you dead? No, I am very much here. I'm very much alive.
You about to start getting hate mail on this segment.
My heart is very much beating.
You don't fucking podcast in the next 3 days.
I will see you guys next week, and if you don't follow us on Instagram, go over there. I really want to know how many of you guys have men who pretend like they secretly don't like your shows. I need to know.
We like the shows. They just get irritating after a while. Shit. Nah, we be pretending we don't like them.
I know you do. Bye.